外坤塔之音，福源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年8月8号，星期四。我们非常荣幸的邀请到亲爱的萨提亚德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna. 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
And I suspect there's not a lot of people listening today, right? They'll just hear this broadcast on Saturday.
我猜可能今天早上都没有太多人会听早课，所以说就会把今天早课给录下来，然后放到星期六早上的时候录播，给大家听。
And so I encourage you all, even if you're hearing this broadcast on Saturday, if you have any questions, go ahead and write them and send them in, and then we'll answer them andthe next class.
但是虽然说可能今天早上直播的时候没有太多的奉献者听课，但我还是鼓励大家能够如果有问题的话把问题写下来发给我们，然后在下一次上课的时候然后我们再一起来回答。
And I also think we have some questions from last week that we weren't able to get to, is that correct?
Yeah, I think only one question left.
Okay, so...Today's class will also be a little bit shorter than usual. I don't want to go more than an hour, so we'll see how that goes. And then I'll answer last week's question. And if there is someone listening now that they have a question, we'll try and answer those questions too.
而今天的讲课的话呢会比平常的时间稍微短一点，我估计就是不到一个小时，然后在讲完正课以后再回答上个星期剩下的那个问题。而大家如果有谁在直接听课的话呢有问题请发上来。
OK, so I'll chant Jayarada Madhava and then we'll continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, the story of Ajamya.
然后我现在就来跟大家一起唱 Jayarada Madhava, 然后我们一起来阅读圣典博加瓦坛的第六篇阿加米勒的故事。
Jayarada Madhava KundaviharieJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Jani Gopi Jana Balava Girivana JaniYasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chandi Yamuna Tira Vana ChandiJayana Madhava Kunjabhyanji Jayana Madhava Kunjabhyanji Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Jani Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Jani Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana RajanaYamuna Tira Vana Chandi Yamuna Tira Vana Chandi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi HariJaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Nita Gopivananda Hari Hari Bo. Okay, so we are on Canto 6, Chapter 2, and today we're on text 35, which has a short purport.
那么我们今天已经进展到瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第35诗节，然后今天的这个诗节的要旨是比较简短的。
And where we are in the story is Jamil, he's alone and he's reflecting on his life and his good fortune.
而故事进展到这一步，就是阿扎米勒已是独自一人待在现场，然后他在反思着自己的人生，以及反思着他当时那一刻得到的好运。
Yeah, he's repenting his life of sin.
他在忏悔着他整个罪恶的一生。
And he's grateful to have been saved by the Vishnu Dutas.
然后并且心怀极大的感恩之情，感谢 Vishnu Duta 拯救了他。
And he's even wondering how he was able to chant the holy name at the time of death, and how he had such good fortune. How did that happen?
他甚至都感到非常的好奇，就是他怎么能够在死亡的之际，然后能够念出圣名，然后能够就是得到 Vishnu Dutta 的拯救呢？这一切是怎么发生的呢？
And he's contrasting his life of sin to the purity of life chanting.
然后他就在把他这个罪恶的这个人生和这个念诵的纯粹，然后做了这样一个对比。
And so he's also, you know, we also find ourselves in the same category.
而我们也可以把自己看到自己也是处于同样的这样一个场景，这样一种就是种类的。
Leading a sinful life, just lost in the bodily concept of life.And now, having the good fortune to chant the holy name and have a second chance.
然后就看到自己曾经是过着这个人生是非常的罪恶的，然后完全迷失在关于人生的这种躯体化的概念之中，然后却又有好运能够来念诵主的圣名。
So he's lamenting, his past sins. He's very sorry for that.
然后他就在阿扎米勒就在忏悔他过往的这些罪恶活动，然后他对此是感到非常的这种抱歉的。
And he's also amazed and grateful at his good fortune.
然后并且也非常震惊，然后非常的感恩自己有这样的好运。
And last verse he said he's comparing, you know, his sinful life to the auspicious life of chanting the holy name, and he's just full of wonder.
而在上一个诗节当中，然后他就谈到了这样自己这样一个罪恶的这种人生，然后转变成了这样一个吉祥的人生，就只是由于念诵，然后真的是感到极大的这种好奇，这种震惊的心情。
So he's feeling very grateful.
因此他真的是心怀极大的感激之情。
Okay, so that's the context of today's verse.
而这就是今天的这个诗节的上下文背景。
So verse 35, Canto 6, Chapter 2.
圣典伯加瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第35诗节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Soham Tata Yatishyami Yacha Chindri Yanila Yatana Bhuya AtmanamAnde tamasi majaye sa.
这样的一个人。
Aham.
我。
Tata.
就这样。
Yatishyami.
我将努力。
Yata Chitta Indriya.
控制我的心和感官。
Anila.
以及内在之气。
Yata.
以便。
Na.
不。
Buya.
再次。
Atmanam.
我的灵魂。
Ande.
在黑暗中。
Tamasi.
在愚昧中。
Majaye.
我淹没。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I am such a sinful person, but since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, and senses, and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life.
译文，我是如此罪恶的一个人，既然我现在得到这个机会，我就必须完全控制我的心，我的生活和感官，始终忙于做奉爱服务，以使自己不再堕入物质生活黑暗愚昧的深渊。 Continuous purport?
Yeah, yes, please.
要指我们每一个人都该有这样的决心，我们靠 Krishna 和灵性导师的仁慈被提升到崇高的状态中。如果我们记住这是个非凡的机会，并向 Krishna 祈祷我们不要再堕落，我们的人生就会是成功的。And that's perfect.
Thank you. Om Aganata Mirandisha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑地顶拜我的灵性导师 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
I was born in the darkest of ignorance.
我诞生于黑暗愚昧的黑暗之中。
And my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
而我的灵性导师用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
So I owe a debt to him that I can never repay.
因此我感到对他心怀极大的这种亏欠之情，感到永远都无法偿还。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all of the previous Vaishnava Acharyas.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜所有的先前的 Vaishnava Acharya 们。
It's only by their mercy and by their compassion that we can progress in spiritual life.
仅仅只是由于有他们的仁慈和同情怜悯之心，我们才能得以在灵性道路上前进。
We're traveling on a dark road, and the light of their teaching and example are showing us the way forward.
我们走在这样一条黑暗的道路上，而正是他们的教导和这种以身作则的例子，然后才给我们的这个道路 照亮了整条道路。
So we also owe them a debt that we can never repay.
因此我们也非常的亏欠他们，是永远无法能够补偿得了的。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the listeners of this Srimad Bhagavatam class today.
并且我也非常谦卑地顶拜今天来聆听圣典博加瓦谈早课的奉献者们。
And thank you for giving me this opportunity to read and speak on Srimad Bhagavatam together with you.
谢谢你们给予我这样一个机会，能够和你们一起来阅读和谈论圣典博加瓦谈。
There's a verse in the Bible where the Lord says, when there's at least two people gathered in my name, there I am present.
在圣经当中曾经有这样一个诗句，就说到，上帝就曾说到，如果只有两个人聚在一起来谈论我的圣名，那么我就会和他们一起临在。
So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of the Lord in the Kali.
卡利年代主的这样一个化身。
We also get light that Bhagavatam is also showing us the way forward.
而通过聆听薄伽瓦坛，那么我们也得到它所照耀出来的光芒，帮助我们在黑暗的道路上前行。
So now, Ajahn Mio, you know, he's repenting his past sins.
而到现在这一刻，阿迦米勒就在开始忏悔他曾经过往的罪行。
And he's grateful for the opportunity, to come to Krishna consciousness.
并且他非常感恩能够有机会进入到 Krishna 知觉之中。
Yeah, he's leaving the world of the mind, the world of illusion and suffering.
他就离开了他的这个心意的世界，离开了这样一个充满幻觉的痛苦的这个虚幻世界。
And he's coming to the real life of devotional service to the Lord.
然后进入到了对于主的奉爱服务的真正的生命之中。
Yeah, so up to this point, he's regretted. And we're living a sinful life, and he's now grateful to have this opportunity, to awaken and live in the truth of life.
那么到现在的这一刻，他就在忏悔、后悔自己曾经过往的罪恶的生活，然后并且感恩还有这样一个机会，能够得以觉醒，能够活在这个奉爱服务的这种生命的真相之中。
And so he's turning his gratitude into action.
那么他就再把自己的这种感恩之情转变成实际的行动。
Right, we say you cannot just talk the talk, you have to walk the walk.
我们就说过，就是你不能只是说好听的，然后但是根本就没有任何的这种实际行动，所以说这个就叫做你必须要对自己亲自的以身作则的来履行你所说出的话语。
Wow, I'm surprised you could translate that.
You explain the meaning.
Yeah, so now Ajahn Mio, he's putting his gratitude to the test. He's showing that he really is grateful.
那么现在他就在把他在检验他的这个感恩的心情，也就是说，他真的是sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the second sentence? Testing.
He's putting his gratitude to the test. He's showing practically how grateful he is by he's I didn't say it yet, but he's making a sankalpa. He's becoming determined.
Okay, I see. 所以说此时阿迦比勒就在把他的这种感恩之情拿来给做了一次，相当于是检验一样，也就是说实际的来展示他的感恩之情，来通过做出这种强大的决心。
Right, if you're grateful for an opportunity, then you have to take advantage of it, right? That's the proof that you're grateful.
假如你要是对一个事情感到有极大的这种感恩的心情的话，那你肯定会抓住这个机会来实际的做一些事情，那这样才能证明你确实是很感恩有这样一个美好的机会的。
Right, so like, for example, if you get a scholarship to attend a university.
那就举个例子，假如你要是得到奖学金要去读一所大学。
Right, you're so lucky you can go to college for free.
那么是不是很幸运呢？你都可以免费读大学呢。
But it doesn't mean anything unless you go to college.
但是你光得到奖学金并不能说明任何问题，你还得必须自己亲自去读才行。
So what is Ajahn Mio determined to do?
那么阿迦米勒在这里就下定决心要去做什么呢？
Well, he's going to lead an opposite life, opposite to what he led before.
那么他就在下定决心要去过一种和之前的人生截然相反的生活。
So he's saying, I'm going to control my mind.
因此他就在这里说，我要来控制我的心意。
My life.
控制我的人生
my senses,
以及控制我的感官
and devote myself to serving the Lord,
完全把自己奉献在对主的服务之中。
Yeah, that's the positive side.
而这就是积极的一面。
And now he also says he's going to carefully avoid falling down again.
并且他也说他会非常谨慎小心不再让自己堕落。
So, you know, devotional service is very practical. Things just don't happen automatically.
那么实际上奉爱服务是非常讲究实际的，事情是不会自动的发生的。
In fact, Prabhupada says in the beginning of the Nectar of Instruction, he says that controlling the mind and the senses is necessary to engage in devotional service.
那么实际上帕帕就在这个教诲的甘露当中就最开始就提到控制我们的这个心意和感官对于进行奉爱服务是非常有必要的。
He says that's the first thing we have to do.
他说这就是我们要做到的第一步。
And he says, if you can control your mind and your senses, then everything you need to know to make further advancement in devotional service will be revealed to you.
他说如果你能够真正的控制你的心意和感官，那么你所需要知晓的一切，来让自己能得以在这条灵性道路上前行的所需要知晓的一切，都会向你逐一揭示开来。
So one has to be very determined.
所以说一个人真的是要有极大的决心才是。
Yeah, so if we're very clear about what we want,And how we're going to do it, we have a much more greater chance of being able to do it.
如果我们能够非常更加清晰的知道自己想要什么，并且非常清晰的知道自己怎样做能够去得到它，那么我们就会更加容易，然后并且更加讲究实际的来更大的可能性来得到它。
So, last week we were talking about how it's so important for devotees to remain humble.And not have a sense of entitlement.
那么在上一个星期的讲课当中，我们就提到，对于奉献者来说，保持这样一种谦卑的态度，而没有一种就是觉得我值得拥有什么，我必须得到什么什么这样一种心态是非常重要的。
Otherwise, we start taking devotional service, especially chanting the holy name, for granted. It just becomes a mechanical ritual.
否则的话我们就会把这个念诵主的圣名认为是一种理所应当的一种事情，然后就完全把念诵当做了这样一种很机械式的一种程序。
And Prabhupada he instructed us specifically last week. He said that we have to be conscious of the difference between our present life and our past condition.
past condition. 并且在上个星期当中的那个要旨当中，帕帕也特别的就是给予我们教导，就说到我们应该非常能够去觉知到自己现在的这样一种生活状况以及过往的生活状况。
And he said we should be always careful not to fall from this most exalted life that we have now.
并且他也说到我们应该非常的小心谨慎，不要从现在这样一种非常崇高的这样一种生活当中堕落下来。
Which this reminds me of a story that I heard from one of Prabhupada's personal servants that I've mentioned in the class many times, but I'll repeat it here.
而这句话的话呢，这样的说法就是又让我回忆起帕帕之前的一位他的私人的仆人，这位奉献者所讲过的一个故事。然后当然我曾经在之前讲课都经常提到这个故事，不过我想在这再给大家重复一下。
Yeah, so Prabhupada, he was in England. It was, you know, in the beginning of the early days in London.
当时那一年的话，帕帕就在英国，然后那个时候还是就是在英国开始 Krishna 知觉运动的很早期的时候。
And Prabhupada, he was looking at London, Radha Ishwari, that's the name of the deity. And for a long time, with his hands together, and as if he was praying to them.
然后当时帕帕就站在这个伦敦庙里面，然后就看到 Radha Ishwari， 然后就是伦敦庙里的那个神像的名字，然后他的手就合在一起，就看上去就仿佛是在对神像祈祷一样。
So later on in the morning, when Prabhupada was getting his massage by his personal servant asked him, what he was praying for.
然后等到稍后的话呢，然后帕帕就是去在他的个人的僧仆的那个奉献者那儿，然后就做那个 massage， 就是做那个按摩。然后他的那位门徒就问帕帕，就是说刚才您在神像面前祈祷什么呢？
And Prabhupada, he replied that he was praying to the Lord for protection that he would never fall down again into the material world, into material consciousness.
然后帕帕就回答道，刚才我的向主祈祷，能够祈祷他保护我，不会再次的堕入到物质世界当中，再次的堕入到这种物质的知觉状态中。
So Prabhupada's personal servant, he was a little surprised to hear this.
然后帕帕的个人仆人，那位奉献者就听到这句话，就感到非常的惊讶。
Because on that same day, in the early morning, before the Srimad Bhagavatam class, he was on a walk with Prabhupada.
因为就在同一天早上，在他们开讲这个瓦坛的早课之前，然后他跟帕帕一起去散步。
And Prabhupada made a comment about pure devotees.
然后当时帕帕就跟这位奉献者就提到了，就是对于奉献者纯粹奉献者的定义。
And Prabhupada was saying that a pure devotee never falls down.
那帕帕就说，一位纯粹的奉献者是绝不会堕落的。
So this seemed to be contrary to what Prabhupada had just said and why he was praying to the Lord.
然后因此帕帕当时早上散步的时候说的那句话，和他后来又提到他去向神像祈祷的时候那个表达，那种祈祷感觉好像就是很矛盾的。
So then, Prabhupada's servant, he asked Prabhupada, he said, but Prabhupada, why were you asking, you know, praying to the Lord not to fall down? Because this morning at the morning walk, you said a pure devotee never falls down. So then why were you praying not to fall down? Because you're a pure devotee.
然后于是这个奉献者就问帕帕，就说今天早上散步的时候您说纯粹的奉献者是绝不会堕落的，但是您刚才又说在神像面前祈祷的时候，您祈祷就是祈祷自己永远都不要堕落到这个物质世界当中，但是您就是一位纯粹的奉献者呀，那你为什么会做出这样的祈祷呢？
And Prabhupada said, yes, exactly.
然后帕帕就说，是的，确实如此。
The reason a pure devotee never falls down is because the pure devotee is always praying for the Lord's protection not to fall down.
纯粹的奉献者之所以绝不会堕落的原因，就是因为他们永远都在祈祷主，祈祷他们永远不会堕落。
So, a pure devotee realizes that he's small and tiny. He has this humility.
因此纯粹的奉献者知道他是非常渺小的，因此他有这样的一种谦卑的这种态度。
Maya is very strong.
而 Maya 是非常强大的。
And it's only by the Lord's mercy and protection, that we can avoid Maya.
而只有通过主的仁慈和保护，我们才能够真正的避免得到 Maya 的影响。
So we really do have to have this humility.
因此我们确实真的需要这样的谦卑。
Right, the faith in the Lord, loving the Lord, that's our bhakti plant.
对于主的信心，对于主的爱，这就是我们的奉爱小树苗。
And the chanting of the holy name is the sunlight and the water that nourish the plant.
而念诵主的圣名就是来滋养这个小树苗的光线和这个水。
But it is the humility we have that is the soil that the plant is living in.
而我们的谦卑的态度就是这个小树苗得以生长发芽的这样一个土壤。
Yeah, this humility and tolerance.
这种谦卑和容忍的态度。
And respect for others.
并且对于其他人的尊敬之情。
And letting go of the need to get the respect of others.
并且放弃想要从他人那里获得尊敬的这样一种需求。
Yeah, not being dependent upon others' approval of us.
并且不会去依靠于他人对于我们的认可。
Being truly meek and humble.
能够让自己真正的谦卑恭顺。
If we're truly meek and humble, then we never take the Lord's mercy for granted.
如果我们真的是非常恭顺、非常谦卑的话，那么我们永远是不会把主的奉爱服务当作是理所应当的这样一件事儿的。
We always remember, yes, I was very fallen.
我们永远都能够记得住自己曾经是的是非常堕落的一个人。
Right, I'm just a tiny little molecule at the feet of the Lord.
我只是主的莲花足下的这样一个如此渺小谦卑的这样一个小小的分子而已。
I have nothing to be proud of.
我没有任何东西能够值得让自己骄傲的。
Oh, when we think like that, it makes me laugh, actually.
当我们这样想的时候，就这样一种想法让我就是想笑。
Because if we think that we've been chanting for so long or we have some position in devotional service, it's so ridiculous, you know, to become proud, actually.
因为如果我们认为自己念诵做奉爱服务有这么长的时间呢，然后自己在这个奉爱修行当中有一定的这种位置，那么而就这样想哈，就是觉得理所应当的自己有这样一种位置，就是有这样的一种想法，现在是令人感到令我觉得非常荒谬的。
Yeah, so remembering that we're fallen, and also remembering how tiny we are, that's then we can actually pray to the Lord sincerely and receive His protection.
如果我们能记忆起自己曾经是多么的堕落，如果我们能记忆起自己是多么的渺小，那么我们就真的可以非常真诚地向主祈祷，能够祈祷得到他的保护。
Without humility, we really cannot sincerely pray to the Lord.
而如果没有谦卑的话，我们是不可能能够真诚地向主祈祷的。
Yeah, in one lecture, Prabhupada said that any person in any position, in, no matter where they are in the world, can sincerely pray to the Lord, and the Lord will reciprocate.
Okay. 就在曾经的一次讲课当中，他就说到，这个世界上任何地方的任何一个人，无论处于任何的这样一个位置，都可以这种真诚的向主祈祷，而主也会相应的给予他回应。
Yeah, pure bhakti transcends every religion, every teaching.
纯粹的 bhakti 是会超越任何的这样一派宗教，任何的一门教导的。
Yeah, so Prabhupada said, any sincere person can pray to the Lord, and the Lord will reciprocate.
因此帕帕就说到，任何一个人只要他有足够真诚的态度，就可以向主祈祷，祈祷得到主的保护，而主也就会相应的回应他，回报他。
But then Prabhupada went on to say, how to pray with sincerity? How is that?
然后帕帕继续就说道，那一个人怎样能够以真诚的态度来祈祷呢？
He said, you have to know your position.
帕帕就说，那你就必须知道你的位置。
So we have to understand our tiny dependent position.
因此我们就必须要真的能够明白自己这种非常微小的、渺小的，必须要依赖于主的这样一种位置。
Yeah, we're not God.
我们不是神。
We are an eternal being.
我们确实是永恒的存在。
We can never be created or destroyed.
我们永远都不可能被这个创造出来或者是被消灭的。
But our life is dependent upon the supreme life.
但是我们的生命却是取决于却是依赖于这个至尊的存在的。
Just like a ray of the sun cannot exist without the sun.
这就相当于是太阳的光线是不可能隔绝于太阳而单独存在的。
The sun ray has the same qualities as the sun.
太阳的光线和太阳有同样的这种特质。
Heat and light.
Heat and light.
Yeah, heat. And light.
这样一种光和热的这样一种特质。
So in that respect, the sun ray and the sun are one and the same.
那么就这一方面来看，太阳的光线和太阳，那就是同样的这样一种事物。
Yet there is a distinction.
然而这二者之间还是有区别的。
The sun ray cannot exist without the sun.
太阳的光芒是不可能能够独立于太阳而单独存在的。
Yeah, so we have to recognize our dependency upon the Lord. Then we can pray sincerely and then we'll be protected.
因此我们就必须要能够去承认自己是依赖于主才能够存在的。那么当我们能够明白这一点的时候，就能够非常真诚地向主祈祷，而主就会给我们保护。
So we have to know our position.
因此我们必须要知道自己的位置。
Krishna says something similar in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 7.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章也说过类似的话。
7:14.
第七章第十四师节。
Daivya shugunu maye mama maya daratya mame vaje prapajante maya metantarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
我的神圣能量由这三种物质自然形态构成，非常难，是难以克服的，但是臣服于我的人却能轻易的跨越。
So, two of the six aspects of surrender is that one, realizes that his life is maintained and protected by the Lord. That's the reality.
那么在关于臣服的六个方面当中的两个方面，其中之一就是一个人能够明白，能够领悟到他的生命是由主来维系，由主来保护的，这就是一个现实，一个真相。
Yeah, so surrender to the Lord means we no longer imagine that we exist independent of the Lord.
而向主臣服就意味着我们已经不再想象的认为自己是隔绝于主而单独存在的。
Then we can control the mind and the senses.
而后我们才能得以去控制自己的心意和感官。
Yeah.It's not so much we control the mind. All we have to do is to be able to develop the skill of watching it.
All we have to do is to develop the skills of watching the mind.
Yes.
实际上并不是说我们一定要就是多么努力的去掌控控制自己的心意，而我们所需要做的一切就是发展出这样的一种技能，来去观察自己的心意的这样一种技能。
Normally, we spend and most people spend 100% of the time daydreaming.
可以说在正常情况下100%的人都是一天当中所有的时间用在这种像做白日梦一样做白日梦一样的这样一种状态。
Yeah, the mind is a big screen full of thoughts.
心里就像一个大大的屏幕一样充满了各种各样的念头。
Thoughts about the past and thoughts about the future.
关于过去和关于未来的念头。
And like when you watch a movie, you forget you're watching the movie.
这就像是当我们在看电影的时候，是不是根本都忘了自己那一刻在看电影？
You become the movie.
我们就完全沉浸在电影当中，变成了这个电影。
Of course, that's an illusion.
当然，这就是一种幻觉。
Yeah, so when we're thinking about the past, you're thinking about the future.
因此当我们在想着过去和想着未来的时候
We're not here, we're there.
我们就没有在这里而我们是在那里
So what we're experiencing really isn't real.
因此此时我们所有的这种体验就并不是真实的
So control of the mind doesn't mean that the mind stops thinking.
因此掌控控制我们的心意并不意味着我们就让心里完全停止思考了。
The movie doesn't stop.
电影是绝对不会下映的，也就是说电影会一直一直这个上演着。
So control of the mind means you transcend the mind.
而控制心意意思是我们能够超越心意。
You realize you're watching the movie, you're not the movie, you're the one watching it.
也就是说在电影上演的时候我们能够意识到自己是在看着电影的而不会去认同于电影不会让自己变成电影
That puts you in control of the mind and the senses
而这就能够把你放在控制感官和心意的位置之上
It's like Krishna says if you don't learn to control the mind and you control your senses that won't work
Krishna 就说过如果你不去学习控制自己的心理和感官那么这种瑜伽是根本不会有任何作用不起作用的
He says that in the beginning of the third chapter
Of the third chapter?
Yeah
Krishna 就在这个薄伽梵歌的第三章的开头就这样说道
He says one who controls his senses but thinks about the sense objects is just pretending
他就说到一个人努力地去控制自己的感官但是心里去想着这个感官对象那他只不过是一个这种假装的这个伪装者而已
Yeah, that won't work You won't be able to control the senses and you'll still be identified with the mind You'll still be caught in the movie
而这样的一种方式是不起作用的你依然还是会就是去认同你的感官认同你的心意然后完全就是被陷在整个电影故事里面
So at the end of the third chapter Krishna gives the key to overcoming or transcending the mind and the senses and especially lust
Especially what?
Lust
Lost,
Lust, yes.
Oh, okay. 因此 Krishna 就在薄伽梵歌的第三章的最后就说到去控制感官和这个心意的关键之处然后那么这个关键之处特别是就是控制我们的克服这个色欲的关键之处
So he says in text 42 he says Indriyani Paranyohar Indriyabhya Paramana Manasastu Parabuddhir Yobude Paratastu Sa The working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence.
第三章的第42诗节，活跃的感官较呆滞的物质更优越，心意高于感官，智性却高于心意，而灵魂则比智性还要高。
Then he says in text 43 evam buddhe param buddha samstabhyatmanam atmanah jahi satrum mahabaho kama rupam Dharasaram. Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence. O mighty-armed Arjuna, one should study the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, Krishna consciousness, and thus, by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable energy, enemy known as lust.
然后接下来的一个诗节，因此臂力强大的 Arjuna 呀，明白了自我超越物质的感官、心意和智性之后，人就该以审慎的灵性智力 Krishna 知觉去巩固心意，并以灵性的力量克服这永不满足的敌人色欲。
So we have to use our spiritual intelligence.
因此我们就必须要运用自己的灵性的智力。
Yeah, so intelligence means you discriminate.
智力意味着什么？智力意味着你就必须要去辨识、分辨。
Yeah, so discrimination means making choices.
而分辨意味着就是做出选择。
Exercising our free will.
来运用我们的自由意志。
Yeah, so if you have to make an intelligent choice to live in the reality and avoid the illusion.
你必须要做出一个聪明的选择，来让自己活在真相之中，而避免这种幻觉。
So the reality of life, the world, the real world is right now.
生命的真相，也就是说真实的世界，就是当下此刻。
Yeah, consciousness is right now.
知觉就是在当下此刻的。
You can only know you're alive now.
你也只能在当下此刻知道你自己的生命。
So when we're thinking about the past or the future, and we become identified with thought, then we no longer have a choice.
而如果我们总是想着过去和未来，完全去认同于这些念头，那么此时我们就不再有这个选择了。
We're actually unconscious.
此时我们实际上就是一种无意识或叫下意识的状态。
Yeah, so the first step in transcending the mind and controlling the senses is to choose to live in the present.
Choose to live in the present. 因此要超越心意、控制感官的第一步就是要做出选择来让自己活在当下此刻。
You become conscious of your experience in the present.
你能够觉知到在当下此刻你的真正的体验。
Now you're consciously present.
此时你就是有觉知的临在者。
And just for a moment, thoughts stop.
就有那么一个片刻的时间，你的念头就停止了。
Then you start to perceive that you're not the mind or the intelligence.You're just the awareness.
而后你就会开始感知到，你就并不是你的心意，也并不是你的智力，而你只是一种纯粹的知觉的临在。
Mostly we think, but we don't know we're thinking.
在绝大多数时候，我们在思考，却完全不知晓自己在思考。
But every now and then we notice, oh, there's thinking.
但是时不时的我们就会注意到，哎，刚才又在想东西了。
Yeah, so who is knowing the thinking?
而是谁在知道自己刚才在思考呢？
I am.
我是。
Just the witnessing awareness.
就是这样一种客观见证的这样一种觉知的存在。
Yeah, so the more you choose to be in the present, the more you'll awaken as a witnessing awareness.
因此你如果能够越多的选择临在，你就能够越多的去感受到自己作为客观见证的知觉的临在。
Then you start to see you're not the movie, you're the one watching the movie.
而后你就会看到自己并不是这个心意当中的电影，而你是观看电影的那个存在。
There, now you're starting to see that you're not the mind, you're notthe senses, you're not the intelligence, you're not even the false ego.
那就在此时你就能够看到你并不是你的心意，并不是你的感官，并不是你的智力，也并不是你的假我。
Now you're in the driver's seat.
此时你就坐在了驾驶座的位置上。
You can only chant when you're present for the holy name.
你就只有能够在为圣名而临在的时候才能真正的在念诵。
You may be chanting.
你确实可能在念诵。
But if you're lost in the mind thinking about the past or the future, you're not really there for the holy name.
嗯，你可能是在念诵，但是如果你要是完全迷失在这个心意当中，想着过去和未来，那你就并没有真正的为圣名而在那一刻临在那儿。
Yeah, you're actually identified with your false ego.
此时你就是真的是在完全认同于你的假我。
Yeah, which you're imagining that you exist independent of the Lord.
嗯，而这样的假我就在想象着自己是独立于主而单独存在的。
You're not aware of yourself as the conscious life that's dependent upon the Lord.
而此时你就并没有觉知到你自己是这样一个有觉知的生命，是完全依赖于主而存在的这样一个有觉知的生命的。
Yeah, so we're going through the motions of devotion, but we're still imagining that we're the doer.
We're going into the motion of devotional
service. Externally, it appears that we're engaged in devotional service.
Mm-mm.
But in reality, we're still maintaining this false image of ourselves.
那么从外在来看，我们确实是忙着做着各种各样的奉爱服务，但是从事实，从真相来看，我们还依然维系着对于自己的这种虚假的自我概念。
Yeah, we're chanting, but we're maintaining our false ego.
我们是在念诵，但是我们却还在维系着物质的假我。
So that's not actually devotional service.
所以说这并不是真正的奉爱服务。
When we're serving the Lord and aware of ourselves as a servant of the Lord, that's devotional service.
而当我们能够在觉知到自己是主的仆人的这种知觉之下来服务主的时候，这才是真正的奉爱服务。
And that is without any kind of selfish need. It's unmotivated.
而这样的一种状态就不会有任何这种自私的需求，是完全一种没有这种个人的这种动机在其中的。
And because it's unmotivated, it can't be interrupted by any kind of material condition.
Material condition. 而由于它是没有任何这种个人的动机的，因此也就不可能被任何这种物质的状况、物质的这样一种影响给打断、给中断。
And we're aware of ourselves as or that our life is coming from the Lord, that we depend on the Lord for our very life.
我们就能觉知到自己的生命是来自于主的，我们就会完全去把依赖于主而生活。
And the result is we feel very satisfied.
而这样的结果就是我们感到非常非常大的满足和满意感。
Yeah, so why do we fall down?
那么为什么会堕落呢？
Why do we become attracted to our old life?
我们为什么会被自己曾经过往的罪恶的生活给吸引了呢？
Because we're imagining ourselves as separate from the Lord, and therefore we feel dissatisfied with Him. We feel incomplete.
Incomplete. 这是因为我们想象着自己是独立于主而单独存在的。因此我们对于自己的生命感到不满足，对自己的这种生命感到不完整。
Yeah, we're eternal beings.
我们是永恒的存在。
We already have everything.
我们实际上已经拥有了所有的一切了。
But if we're not present, we don't experience our true life.
但是如果我们没有临在的话，那我们是无法能够感受到、体验到自己的真正的生命的。
So we're seeking. Well, where is happiness? Where is satisfaction? Where is enlightenment?
那么在这样的状态当中，我们就在不断的寻求着，这个幸福在哪儿呢？寻求着满足感。 然后甚至寻求着这种顿悟或者叫开悟。
Yeah, so when we're seeking enlightenment, then we're not here. We're not present.
而当我们在寻求开悟状态的时候，那我们就并没有在这儿。
We're in the mind, you know, hoping for future happiness, hoping for enlightenment.
而我们就是活在心灵之中，期望能够在未来获得幸福，期望能够在未来获得开悟。
Yeah. So we have to be introspective.
因此我们就必须要内省。
And we have to see and discover what the Lord has already given us.
我们必须要去看到，去发现主所给予我们的一切。
Which is pure life, pure being.
而说主所给予我们的一切就是纯粹的生命，纯粹的存在。
Pure consciousness,
纯粹的知觉，
which we can always discover in the present.
而我们总是能够在当下的此刻能够发现这一切的。
It's already here.
这个纯粹的存在，纯粹的知觉，就已经是存在于当下此刻了。
Yeah. So when we discover that, then we can watch the mind.
而当我们发现这一点的时候，就能够得以去观察心意了。
Then you can control the senses.
然后我们就能得以去控制感官了。
Then you can stay steady in devotional service.
然后你就能够稳定的处于奉爱服务当中了。
And then you won't fall down.
然后你就不会堕落了。And
you'll always be aware of your dependency upon the Lord, and so you can sincerely pray to the Lord.
并且你能够一直觉知到你对主的依赖，也就能够一直非常真诚地向主祈祷。
Yeah, so pure devotees, even Prahlad Maharaj, they have a healthy fear of Maya.
Healthy fear of Maya. 所以说纯粹的奉献者，比如像 Prahlad Maharaj,他们对于 Maya 是有一种健康的恐惧感的。
And so they're always taking shelter of the Lord moment to moment. It's not a one-time deal.
因此他们总是从这一刻到下一刻，时时刻刻都在寻求祈祷得到主的这个托庇，而不是说就是只祈祷一次，然后就永远都算数的这样一种状态。
Yeah, so we always have a choice.
所以说我们总是有选择的。
To be aware of our dependency upon the Lord, or to fall into the illusion in the mind that somehow we're separate.
所以说总是有选择，要么就是觉知到自己对于主的依赖，要不就是堕入到这个心意的虚幻之中，然后不知怎的就觉得自己是独立于主而单独存在的。
Yeah, so certainly,We want to observe the mind and what it's doing and not dwell on the sense objects.
当然我们需要去观察自己的心意，而不会这个沉浸在总是想着这个感官对象。
Yeah, and keep it focused on the self and on our relationship with God.
让自己的心意专注于真正的自我，专注于主的这个关系之中。
And be very careful.
并且非常谨慎小心。
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, even if you give the mind an inch, just meditate upon a little bit upon the sense objects, you'll get carried away, Krishna says.
carried away. 那么否则的话，如果你只是就是那么一丁点儿的想着你的这个感官对象，那么都会被这个感官对象给带走，这就是 Krishna 曾经所说的。
So that's being very puffed up.
Puffed up.
Yeah.
所以这就是一种Let me check what puffed up means.
Puffed up means very proud.
这就意味着这个人就变得非常的这种骄傲了。
Right. You think, oh, I can think about Maya a little bit. That's okay. I can handle it.
然后就是这种，哎，我可以想一想，妈呀嘛，然后没问题的，我肯定能够控制得了的。那这就是一种很骄傲的心态呗。
Yeah, we have to use our intelligence to stay present, to stay awake in the reality.
我们必须要运用自己的智力来让自己保持临在，保持这种觉醒的状态。
And remain aware of our life and how our life is coming from Krishna.
并且继续让自己能够保持这样一种觉醒的状态，继续觉知到自己与 Krishna 的永恒的关系。
Then we'll feel the joy within, so we won't be attracted to Maya.
而后我们就会感受到内在的喜悦，就不会被 Maya 所吸引了。
And we'll also be awake enough to see whatever the mind is doing.
并且我们也有足够的这种觉醒的状态，来看到自己的心意在干着些什么。
Then we won't become identified with thought.
而后我们就不会去认同与念头。
So that's how you control the mind.
所以这就是我们控制心意的方法。
If you're identified with your thoughts, then the mind is in control.
如果你认同于自己心意的念头，那么你的心意就是处于掌控之中的。
And if you can watch your thought and maintain the awareness that you're the watcher, then you're in control.
而如果你能观察自己的念头，能够维持这种作为念头的观察者的这样一种位置的话，那么你就是处于掌控之中的。
Then the mind should be focused back on the self and our relationship with Krishna.
而后心意就会专注于真正的自我，专注于与主的永与 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系。
And we should be thinking about how to do good for others.
How
to help others, how to do good for others.
而后我们就会想着怎么样能够去帮助别人，怎么样能够去令他人受益。
So Ajamil, this is, in the story now, he's determined not to go back to his old life.
因此故事进展到这一步，阿加米勒就在做出极大的决心，决定再也不回到原来的生活状态了。
He is determined to live in the reality and be aware of his relationship with the Lord and not to forget that again.
所以他非常坚决的要活在生命的真相之中，要一直觉知到自己与主之间的关系。
Yeah, this is a clear intention. This is his priority now.
这是他非常清晰的这样一种意图，是他这样一个人生的这种重大优先事项。
And Prabhupada, he mentions in the purport that we all have to have this determination.
而帕帕就在要旨当中提到，我们都需要有这样的一种决心。
Yeah, we shouldn't take Krishna consciousness for granted.
不应该这种把 Krishna 知觉当成是理所应当的一回事儿。
And Prabhupada says, if we maintain this attitude, then we won't fall down.
帕帕就说，如果我们能一直保持这样的态度，那么我们就不会堕落。
And we will be successful in devotional service.
而我们就会在奉爱服务当中取得成功。
Okay, that's all I have to say for today. And if we have a question from last week, we can answer that, and then I think we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, today there are also two questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There is somebody listening.
Yeah, last night I told them in the group.
Okay,
let's see. 我们来看上个星期剩下的最后一个问题，是一位叫幸运星的 Mataji 所问的。感谢 Guru Day 精彩耐心的讲课。感谢 Mataji 的翻译。请问从一个人中看到有个 Krishna, 有个假我附属物，这是二元性吗？ So, one Mataji was asking last week that to see a person has a Krishna as well as a false ego attached in, is this duality?
Well, there is a certain duality in that, yes.
是的，这个当中当然确实是有一点二元性的。
if we're lost in the false ego, that's all we see is duality.
如果我们完全迷失在假我之中，那我们所看到的一切都是二元性。
But if we're present and aware of ourself as the awareness,
而如果我们临在，能够觉知到自己作为这样一种知觉的存在。
We're aware of ourself and all, we're aware of ourself and our connection.
我们能够觉知到自我，并且觉知到自己与源头之间的连接。
And we're also seeing that we're not the mind or the body.
并且我们也能看到自己并不是心意，并不是这躯体。
And so it's simultaneous oneness and difference.
说这就是即一即一。
And so both are there.
说这两者都在。
But we're not lost in the duality.
但是我们并没有迷失在二元性之中。
That's the difference.
说这就是区别所在。
It's like the difference between dreaming and then being waking up and realizing that you were dreaming.
说这种区别就相当于是在做梦和这个醒了以后意识到自己刚才在做梦，这二者之间的区别。
So Krishna says we have to become equal to happiness and distress.
说 Krishna 说我们必须要以平等的态度来对待快乐和痛苦。
Otherwise we get caught in the duality and we forget
Okay. 那么否则的话，如果我们没有这种平等的态度，那就会陷在这种二元性之中，然后忘记了自己这种完全没有二元性的天性，完全没有二元性的本质。
So happiness and distress are coming and going.
所以说快乐和痛苦是来了又走。
But the presence of awareness is constant.
但是自我的这种知觉是永恒存在的。
So in this way, we can remain equal in happiness and distress.
那么以这样的方式，我们就能一直保持对于快乐和痛苦的平等的态度。
And not become completely lost in duality, the illusion of duality.
而不会完全的迷失在这个二元性的幻觉之中。
We experience our eternalness.
我们就能够体验到自己的永恒。
That part of us that's unaffected, that's eternal, not coming or going.
而这一部分是永恒的，是不受影响的，是不会来了又走的。
Yeah, so as long as we have a material body and mind, there's going to be duality.
只要我们还有这样一具物质的躯体和心意，那么就会有二元性的存在。
But we don't have to become lost in it.
但是我们不需要让自己迷失于这种二元性之中。
Or at least, even if we do become lost in it, if we know where the truth is, which is always in the present, then we can come out of it and we can come back home.
What do you mean come back home?
Home is now.
So even if we get lost, we will still come back home.
Yeah, once you know where home is, which is the present, then you can always come back to it.
Okay. 而一旦当你知道你的真正的家园所在，那么你的家园就是当下此刻的这种纯粹知觉的这种临在。那么即便是偶尔的这样一种迷失在心意之中，迷失在二元性之中，你都总是可以再次的回到你的家园的。
The problem is everyone has become lost in the world of the mind, and no one knows how to come out of it.
而问题在于，几乎每个人都是迷失在心意之中的，都不知道该怎么样回归家园。
But once you know where home is, which is the present, that's the reality of life. Then you can come out of it.
而一旦当你知道，当你的家园就是在当下此刻，就是在当下此刻生命的真相之中，那么你就知道可以怎样回家了。
So once you know that, you can't become really lost anymore. You can always you can always find your way back.
嗯，而一旦当你真正明白这一点，你就绝对不会完全的迷路，而总是能够找到路回家的。
So that's a basic step for all spiritual paths.
嗯，所以说对于所有的灵性修习者，任何一种选择的灵性修习者来说，这都是最基本的一步。OK. 好，我们来看今天的问题。Free and easy 这位奉献者在说，感恩老师和翻译，记得老师一开始讲这一章时说自己特别喜欢阿加米勒的故事，现在通过老师的讲解，我也越来越喜欢这一章这些章节。我是如此罪恶的一个人，因为有老师和奉献者家人们的仁慈，我可以接触到圣名，可以唱诵和聆听圣名，可以有机会改变自己罪恶的生活。再一次感恩老师和家人们，顶拜大家继续努力。 OK, so this devotee isreflecting that she or maybe he remembers that right in the beginning when you started talking about this chapter of Ajamil, that you actually mentioned that you really enjoyed the story of Ajamil, and now because of your explanation, your lectures, I also gradually start loving this chapter, the story of Ajamil. I'm such a sinful person, and because of the mercy of you and the mercy of my devotee families, and they really get chance to contact the Holy Name and chant and listen to Holy Name, and I really have the chance to change my sinful life. So again, I want to say my gratitude to everyone and offer my obeisances to everyone andcontinue my efforts.
Oh, that's a wonderful expression of gratitude.
太棒了，你这是你的这个感恩之情的一个非常棒的表达呢。
Yes, humility and gratitude, that's our guiding light and protection.
所以说谦卑和感恩就是指引我们的光芒，就是我们的就是保护，给予我们的保护。
So, thank you for your words, encouraging words.
真是非常谢谢你这么鼓励人心的话语。Okay, next one.
Yeah.
我们来看下一个，小小的仆人图图说，顶拜亲爱的古鲁，中国的论语中说到，孝养父母有一点很难做到，就是色难，意思是孝养父母的身体很容易做到，给父母提供吃的穿的，但是和颜悦色的对待父母这就比较难了。问题是为什么很难用平和的心境去面对父母？这是否依然是一种物质化、概念化的、躯体化的概念呢？Okay, so Tutu is asking that based on according to some traditional Chinese scripture, like the traditional I think it's from Confucius. Yeah, from Confucius, he wrote something that to actually take care of the parents. One of the aspects of taking care of the parents, the very difficult part is to treat the parents with harmony and peaceful mind. Yeah, it's easier to offer them food or clothes or shelter to provide for them. However, to treat them in harmony and the peace is quite difficult. So the question is why it's difficult to face the parents with a harmonious and a peaceful mind. Is this still a bodily conception of life?
Yes, it is.
确实这是一种躯体化的概念。
Yeah, this is also part of the Vedic tradition as well.
当然这也是这个伟达文化的一部分。
Yeah, so Prabhupada, he would always have us pay our obeisances to our parents.
帕帕兔总是要求我们向父母顶拜。
So again, you know, We experience the world based on the way we're seeing it through our mind.
We experience the world based on the based on the way we seeing it through
the
mind.
Yeah, we see the world through our mind, through our conception, right, of ourself.
因我们是通过自己的心意，通过我们的这种心理当中的这种视角来体验这个世界的。
Right, we don't see ourselves as we are in the present.
我们并没有以当下此刻这个真正的自我来观看自己。
We see ourselves through the memories we have of ourselves and our false image.
而我们是通过自己这个虚假的自我概念，通过我们人生的记忆来观看自己的。
Similarly, we don't see our friends or our parents as they are right now. We see them through the memories of what happened.
同样的，我们也没有基于当下此刻父母和身边的朋友、家人的这种真相来观看对方，而我们都是基于对于他们的这种记忆来看对方的。
Yeah, we see them through the interpretations of what happened. We don't even see what happened. All we see is the interpretation of what happened.
而实际上我们都并没有基于这个真正发生的这个事件来观看对方，而我们是基于自己对于这些曾经发生的事件的解读和理解来观看对方的。
Yeah, so basically as we were young, even though our parents gave us our life and maintained our life, they weren't that present for us. They had their own problems and their own illusions.
所以基本上就当我们还很年幼的时候，父母照顾我们，然后照顾我们的这种生活起居，但他们也并没有为我们而临在，他们也遭受自己的问题。
Basically, we didn't get the love and acceptance that we needed.
所以基本上我们也没有得到自己曾经所需要的爱和接纳。
And we weren't allowed to be ourselves or express ourselves fully.
并且我们也没有被允许能够完全的来表达自己。
Yeah, so we have a lot of, you know, repressed pain, a lot of anger, a lot of hurt, a lot of fear.
因此的话，我们就有许多这些被压抑的痛苦、恐惧和愤怒。
And we see the present through that past.
而我们就是基于这个过往来观看当下此刻的。
But when we begin to see ourselves in the present,
但是当我们开始能够真正基于当下此刻来观看自己，
we become our own parent. We take care of that little inner child.
我们就变成了自己的父母，就开始来照顾自己内心的那个小孩。
And then we forgive our parents. We say, yeah, they also, you know, they didn't get their needs met when they were children.
并且此时我们也能够开始来原谅自己的父母。是的，他们曾经也没有得到他们所想要得到的爱。
And we see they just did the best they could.
我们看到他们当初也就是尽了自己的最大努力。
Yeah, so not only do we forgive them for their inadequacies.
因此我们不仅原谅了他们曾经的不足。
We also start to see them as they really are.
并且我们能够真正的开始基于他们的真相来观看他们。
First, we have to see ourselves as we really are.
当然，我们首先要能够基于我们的真相来观看自己。
Which is the pure light of consciousness that comes from God.
而我们的这个真相，那就是我们是纯粹的知觉，是来自于神的纯粹的知觉。
Then we can also see the life that's there within our parents' body.
而同样的，我们能看到在我父母的躯体当中，也有同样的生命，同样的纯粹的知觉存在于那儿。
Right, they're going through the path of awakening, and so are we.
他们也在经历着他们的觉醒的道路，我们也是。
And whatever happens to us in our life is meant to awaken us out of our dream, to shock us out of our story.
而我们人生当中所发生的一切都旨在要震撼我们，能够把我们给摇醒了，然后从这个梦境当中给唤醒过来。
Yeah, everything's perfectly arranged by the Lord.
因此所有的一切都是被主完美的给安排了好的。
Yeah, so how do we live harmoniously with our parents?
因此我们怎么样用平和的心境 和父母相处呢？
We stop resisting the way they are.
那就是我们开始不再抗拒他们所展现出来的方式 和这种状态。
Right, she mentioned it in her question. If we have expectations for others to be different than they are, then that's the source of agitation or irritation.
Agitation, irritation. 如果我们对于别人有抱有期望，期望别人展示出来跟他现在的样子是不同的话，那么这样的一种期望就是会导致这种困扰，导致被激怒的这个源头所在。
Right, if we have an expectation for our parents to be a certain way and they're not, then we're dissatisfied, right?
如果我们对于自己的父母抱有这样一种期望，期望他们是这样的或者是那样的一种人，或者有这样的言行，那样的举止等等，那sorry, Grandma, I forgot the second part. Expect them to behave in a certain way and
they don't, then we feel unhappy, right? Dissatisfied.
而如果他们没有做到，没有达到我们的期望的话，那我们就会感到不快乐，感到不满意。
All right, so we feel angry.
于是就会感到愤怒。
We feel intolerant.
然后就觉得他们难以容忍。
And we think it's because of them.
然后我们就觉得这都是他们的错。
But it's actually because of the expectation, the unfulfilled expectation we have in our mind.
但这实际上都是源于我们心意当中没有被实现、被满足的期望而已。
So if we're present, we can recognize that feeling of dissatisfaction. We can see that expectation we're holding.
而如果我们能够真正临在的话，就能看到自己心意当中所抱有的那种期望，能够感受到这种期望没有达到的时候所带来的不满意的感觉。
Then we're taking responsibility for how we feel and not blaming it upon someone else.
而此时我们就为自己的这种感受承担起了责任，而没有把这一切归咎于是别人的错。
Then we can choose to use our spiritual intelligence.
此时我们就能够做出选择来运用自己灵性的智力。
Like Krishna was talking about in the Gita.
那这就是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中所提到的。
And then we can let it go.
然后我们就能够放手。
And then we can allow our parents to be the way they are and not expect them to be different.
而后我们就能允许自己的父母以他们的这个真实的模样、真实的状态来活。然后sorry, Guruma, just second part, allow parents to be the way they are and
don't expect them to be different.
而也就不会去期望他们有任何的不同了。
Stop resisting them. Stop resisting what is.
不再抗拒他们，不再抗拒他们的这种真相，这种当下的这样一种状态。
Yeah, so it just means we're not living in the present.
而如果抗拒的话，那就意味着我们并没有活在当下。
And we're resisting what is in our mind.
我们就在心灵当中抗拒着这一切。
That's okay, just to recognize it and then let it go. Come back to the center.
但是在心意当中抗拒的话呢，这也挺 OK, 没有问题的。我们只需要去看到这一点，然后再去放手它，再回到当下此刻生命的真相就行了。
Yeah, this is how we awaken. It's by, this is where we're doing the work of awakening. It's by facing, our resistance to what is.
而实际上这就是我们得以觉醒的方式，那就是去面对我们的抗拒。
Right, these are our attachments and aversions based on the illusion of who we think we are.
这就是基于我们所认为我是怎样的一个人的这种幻觉所带来的执念和反感。
Yeah, so everyone in our life is there to reflect our ignorance to us so that we can awaken from it.
我们人生当中的每一个人都能够反照出我们自身的无知和愚昧，因此由于他们的这种像镜子一样的这种反照，就能够得以最终觉醒。
Especially our parents.
特别是我们的父母。
Right. Each one of us, that's the heaviest button we have.
对于我们每个人来说，这都是一个极强的一个按钮。这个按钮意思在英语当中就是说总是会把我们激怒的那个意思。
Yeah, so just moment to moment, do your best and make a conscious choice to allow them to be the way they are.
所以说我们就从这一刻到下一刻时时刻刻的尽自己最大努力的能够临在，然后并且做出有觉知的选择，允许他们展现出他们的样子。
Yeah, we can't change anyone.
我们是不能改变任何一个人的。
And the more we resist something, the more likely it is that it will stay the same.
并且我们越是抗拒某个状态的话，那这个就越是会保持这样的一种状态。
It takes two to dance.
所以说这叫做一个巴掌拍不响。
Stop dancing.
所以就不要再去凑那个热闹，然后去跟那个拍巴掌了。Okay, next one.
Okay. Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题，是菲儿玛塔吉问的。顶拜鲁鲁，请问什么是把 Krishna？
Fair, I miss Fair. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
请问什么是把 Krishna 知觉当作理所当然？不是很理解，可以再举例说明吗？ Oh, so she's asking, what do you mean, by taking Krishna consciousness for granted?Yeah, take it for granted. I don't really understand it. Could you please illustrate it?
Yeah, it's just like anything, you know, that we have that's very valuable. After a while, we just start to take it as normal and we forget how lucky and fortunate we are.
所以这就像是我们人生当中所拥有的任何一个有价值的东西，有价值的物品，或者是有价值的一个人，然后过了一段时间之后，我们就觉得这个是人生当中很正常的一部分了，然后也就忘了自己是曾经是多么的幸运，然后能够得到这样一个有价值的东西或者有价值的人。
So the fact that we're chanting the holy name, the fact that we've contacted Prabhupada and, you know, are able to read Bhagavad Gita and learn, you know, the truth about who we are and the Lord and the world, all of this thing has changed our life. And before we were definitely going to hell and now we're going to heaven.
所以说我们这样一种事实，这样一种状态，能够得以去念诵圣灵，能够接触到帕塔的教导，能够阅读《薄伽梵歌》，能够了解到关于生命的所有的这一切的关于主的所有的这些的真理和真相，那么所有的这些东西的话呢，都真正的改变了我们的人生。在此之前，那很有可能我们都是注定要下地狱的，但是在此之后的话呢，那我们都是人上天堂了。
Yeah, so we just, you know, we have to be mindful of how fortunate we are and remember, you know, see the difference between our past, which is full of suffering,and our life now, which is full of happiness and hope.
Happiness and hope. 因此的话，我们就必须要心意上就是要非常的要有这样一种觉知，那觉知到自己是多么的幸运，能够去记忆起自己曾经的这个生活和现在的生活有多么巨大的区别。那么曾经的生活的话呢，是充满了各种各样的痛苦，这种受苦罪恶的这种活动，而现在的人生，现在的生活的话呢，是多么的这种快乐、幸福，以及充满了希望。
Yeah, so just don't take Krishna consciousness as normal. I mean, it's special, and we're very lucky to have it.
It's very special, and we're lucky to have it. 所以说，就是不要把 Krishna 知觉当做是很正常的一件事情，或很正常的一件事情，而它是实际上是非常特别的，而我们是非常非常幸运的。
Yeah, anytime we chant the holy name fills the whole mind and it's full of auspiciousness. You know, it's we're in the spiritual world actually.
任何时候当我们在念诵圣名的时候，这个超然的印证就充满了我们的心意，而这就充满了这种完全的吉祥，实际上我们就是处于灵性世界的。
Yeah, so we have to appreciate that and be determined not to go back to our old unconscious life.
因此我们要非常感恩这一点，然后并且觉知到不再让自己回到曾经的这种毫未察觉、毫无觉知的这样一种生活状态。
That's all.
就是仅此而已。Okay.
Are there more?
Yeah, two more. Three more.
Uh-oh.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, I gotta go.
公然已经要走了，他有事儿。
So yeah, I'll have to continue those next week.
OK, 所以说实在跟大家抱个歉，然后所以说剩下的几个问题，图图的一个问题，还有一位奉献者的问题，还有夏玛奎帕玛塔吉的问题，就咕噜说只有还有 Rama Nanda 帕布的问题，只有下个星期再回答大家了。
Well, I'm so encouraged that you're all listening today and asking questions. So please don't be discouraged. You just have to wait till next week.
所以说我真的是感到很大的鼓励啊，然后大家今早都来听课，然后还来问问题，所以说请大家一定耐心等待下个星期回答你们的问题，千万别灰心啊。
And I'm very grateful to have been able to be with you today.
然后我真的很感恩能够今天和你们在一起。
Thank you, Narayani and Samuki.
感谢 Samuki Mataji.
Always a Prabhupada, always a Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典薄伽瓦坛。歪昆塔基因服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。